This is Betty Liff and Janet Morris interviewing Helen Cuden on February 16, 1982. Could you tell us where you live, Mrs. Cuden?
Where I live now?
Yes.
147 North Craig Street.
Thank you. Mrs. Cuden, how long have you lived in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I've lived in Pittsburgh all my life, I guess. I was born in Carnegie, but I came right up to Squirrel Hill. So I've lived there for I can't tell you how many years. Practically for the rest of my married life.
What year were you born?
I was born March the 20th, let's see, what year would that be? 1920.
And your family lived in Carnegie when you were born?
Yes.
Where were your parents from?
Where was mother born? In New York. They were New York people.
Oh, they were American born as well?
Yes. My father and my mother were American born. My grandmother, of course, was born in Germany.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea when your grandfather came to this country?
No, I really haven't.
Uh-huh. And they moved from New York then to Carnegie?
Yes.
What did your father do? What brought him to Carnegie?
My father, he was a decorator. You know, a painter-decorator?
Oh, he did painting and decorating homes. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had a brother, but he passed away.
I see. And then how long did you live in Carnegie? Very long? When you were little?
I lived there, I think, until school age. Until I went to the first grade and then we moved.
Where did you move to in Pittsburgh?
We moved right to Squirrel Hill.
Where in Squirrel Hill?
In Sharpsburg.
In Sharpsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Were there many Jewish people living in Sharpsburg?
We were only the second family. There were only two Jewish families counting us.
I see. And you went to school in Sharpsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you live there?
Well, we lived there until then. From there, we moved to Etna, which was a little town nearby. And we lived in Etna until I got married.
And then where did you move?
Then we moved to Squirrel Hill.
What year was that?
That must have been 1912, I think, because Maxine was born in 1913.
What was it like in Squirrel Hill then?
Well, it really hasn't improved too much. It was about the same. My father had a clothing store in Sharpsburg when we were children. And then we moved over to Etna, and my father opened a clothing store in Etna.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was married while we lived there in Etna.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you moved to Squirrel Hill, what street did you live on?
Belmont Street.
Belmont?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? I've never heard of that.
Wait, pardon?
Where is Belmont Street?
It's between Northumberland and Aylesboro, right?
Oh,
between those two.
One of the small ones, yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Were there many Jewish people, many homes on the street when you
Not too
there?
Many. On Belmont Street, there were only about three beside our... That's a very small street.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Aylesboro and Northumberland.
Mm-hmm.
Very small street. You must know Belmont Street. Do you?
I'm not from Pittsburgh.
Oh!
And where did your children go to school?
They went to school right where we lived in Sharpsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you belong to many organizations when you lived in Pittsburgh?
Well, we belonged to the temple and
which temple is that?
Road of Sholem. You're not Jewish, are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
You all know Road of Sholem.
Yes, I do know that. Was it a large congregation then?
No, it was not too large. It was, I remember very well how impressed I was with Rabbi Levy. You know, he was the rabbi most of that period.
Mm-hmm. That was before Goldenson, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty yes. long time ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. J. Leonard Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you belong to any of the Jewish organizations then? Did you do much community work?
I was very interested in music. And I belonged to the Tuesday Musical Club, which I got a great deal of pleasure out of.
I see.
It was mostly a Gentile organization, but it was what I was interested in.
May I interject something?
Certainly.
I understand, Mrs. Cuden, that you've had quite an extensive musical education.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us about that? Well, and what was your talent? Were you a singer or instrumental?
I was both. I sang at the Bellevue Presbyterian Church when I was a young woman. And I also sang, I studied under James Stephen Martin, who was a voice teacher at that time. And I sang at the Presbyterian Church in East Liberty. It was quite a large...
You mean the Mellon Church?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything with... Did you use your music in any of the choirs at...
Pardon?
Did you use your music in any of the choirs in the Jewish synagogues or the Jewish congregations?
No, I had a church position in Bellevue. It was a Gentile church,
mm-hmm.
but I was the soprano there, and I took it, and I never felt very comfortable there because they had communion, you know, and they expected me to go down. And I was very uncomfortable, but I stuck it out because I thought it was a lot of experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was in Bellevue.
You must have been interested in all the musical performances then that came to the Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any specifically special one, any symphony, any concert soloist?
Well, I just don't remember. They had the main soloist. I tell you, the Y at that time had the finest soloist that they could possibly get, the YWCA.
Mm-hmm. The YMHA, don't you mean?
Yeah, well, the YMHA.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you'll have
they
to
still do now.
Do they?
Oh, yes, very fine.
They really had the tops. And then, of course, the Tuesday Musical, which I was a member of, had all the fine artists come to Pittsburgh, the Tuesday Musical Club. I don't know if you ever heard of Mrs. Litchfield. Well, she's gone now. Her husband was a physician. She was quite instrumental in the club.
I see. Did you, in those early days in Pittsburgh, did you find much anti-Semitism?
That's a strange thing. We lived in a little town, as you know, Sharpsburg, was mm-hmm. a little country town, and in fact, I think that was because of my father. He was quite an athlete, and he taught the poor boys of Sharpsburg. Took them in, he had a gymnasium. In fact, Dr. Goldson, at his eulogy, when he gave my father's eulogy, expressed himself clearly about how wonderful that was in those days, that my father took such an interest in the poor boys, had them come to the gym, he had a gymnasium on the top floor of his clothing store. And
isn't that interesting? Was your father was accomplished as an athlete? Was he?
Yes, he was quite an athlete. I have some pictures of him. He was quite an athlete. A pugilist.
He was what?
A pugilist. A prize fighter.
Oh, he fought. Oh, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was interesting because there weren't many Jewish men doing that.
And he had a gymnasium on the top and
the top floor of his clothing store.
Was that for his own benefit as well as the boys, or did he do it specifically for the boys?
Well, it was principally for these poor boys. He was very interested in. At the eulogy, when Dr. Gomes, who gave my father's eulogy, he stressed how marvelous it was, how he took these poor boys in and trained them, you know, in athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And he owned a baseball team, he managed a baseball team, and he was quite active in all things like that.
Well, I'm sure then that he was very much a part of the community.
Yes, very much. So very popular.
What about when you were an adolescent and growing up? What were your interests and amusements?
Well, I remember the taking dancing and elocution and all of that sort of thing. And my brother and I gave exhibitions at the YMCA in Sharpsburg. We were quite expert. My father taught us how to swing Indian clubs, you know, do all those things. And we would give exhibits about that. Punching the bag, we were very athletic. I was brought up like a boy, practically.
Did you enjoy playing baseball and so forth?
Well, baseball, not so much. But other things.
Did your mother work? Was she also interested in athletics, or did she work? Did
no, she was a real homemaker,
mm-hmm.
and a very good one too.
Do you remember any specific incidences when you were? When you were growing up in Pittsburgh and you were younger, about any political action or any particular high point in the city life?
The thing that impressed me mostly, I guess I never forget that, we were the only Jewish family in Sharpsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I still look back and I'm very impressed how welcome we were. We never felt any anti-Semitism, never. And that, you know, hearing so much of it later on in years surprised me, because mm-hmm. we were never felt to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think that was because of my father was so popular with the people in the town.
Did you socialize with them too?
Yes.
And you went to dances and parties and so forth.
Yes.
You were invited to all of those things.
It was very difficult, you know, being really so far away from temple. It was hard to get there. We didn't have a car then.
Mm-hmm.
But we managed to get there, you know, as often as we could.
Did you feel that Pittsburgh had enough cultural interest when you were growing up? Did you feel that since you were
I never even gave it a thought because it just came natural. I had my music and everything that went with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that I never felt any, like some people do have comparisons to make about feeling self-conscious in Gentile affairs.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt that.
I see. And what about, do you have any hobbies? Did you have any hobbies or interests other than your music?
Well, we did a lot of athletics. My father taught us how to swing clubs and punch the bag. We were quite athletic.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy going to baseball games as well?
Yes, all the sports.
Uh-huh.
Things of that sort.
Were you involved in B'nai B'rith or in council or any of the Jewish organizations?
Council? I wasn't too active, but I was a member of all those organizations.
Mm-hmm.
The sisterhood, of course.
You belong to the sisterhood. Can you see any great differences in the way you were raised as a child and the way you've raised your children?
No, I can't see any difference at all. In fact, my parents weren't too strict about Jewish affairs. When I look back, I can't remember attending too many of that. I guess that's because we lived in the little town of Sharpsburg.
Well, did you find that your children had more rules to follow because they grew up in a larger city? Do you think you had more freedom growing up in a small town?
I think it was a little harder in a small town because there are always anti-Semitism a little. We weren't conscious of it, but I know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you feel in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
We were really practically the only Jewish family in Sharpsburg.
I see. Do you have grandchildren?
Yes, I do. I have four.
Oh, you have four grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
Well, they're married and have children of their own.
I see. How lovely. So you have great-grandchildren as well. How many great-grandchildren?
Four.
Oh, how nice. Do you feel that your family was closer to Judaism than your family, than your parents were? Do you feel that you and your husband were closer to, had more Jewish ties because you lived in the city than you did as a family when you were a youngster?
I tell you, it was very difficult for us getting to temple.
Mm-hmm.
Because in those days, you know, we didn't have a car in the beginning, so we had to take two streetcars to get to temple.
Is this from Sharpsburg?
Yes.
I see.
So that it was difficult. We managed it, but I think we weren't as, what should I say, we couldn't go as often as some of the other people who had cars.
Did you attend Sunday school or religious school regularly when you were a youngster?
Yes.
When you were a youngster, you did?
Yes.
You came into temple?
Yes. That was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard.
And what about your children? You were still affiliated with the temple then when your children were brought up?
Oh, yes.
I see. Did you notice much difference in their Jewish education? Was it different from yours? Do you think it was more intensive? Or do you feel that you got the same kind of a Jewish education?
No, I think it was more intensive for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But they both were confirmed,
mm-hmm,
from temple.
Do you have any particular philosophy about life?
Well, I think my philosophy is pretty good. I've had sorrows, you know, and I try to overcome them the best I can. I lost my husband, and I lost my son, and that was quite tragic. You never get over that.
No, you don't.
Especially my son.
Yes. Do you see much difference in Pittsburgh today as opposed from when you first moved here? What are the big differences that you see, if any?
Well, I don't think we feel the anti-Semitism as much.
Mm-hmm.
I may be wrong, but I just feel that it isn't as strong as it was in the days gone by.
How were you aware of anti-Semitism earlier? Were there any particular incidents?
No, not any particular one, but you could feel the atmosphere, you know, around wasn't as broad-minded as it could have been.
Do you want to tell us about the medals that you won for singing, Mrs. Cuden?
Oh, that was for piano.
Oh, you played the piano
as
well?
Yes.
I see.
That was for piano. That was a contest that Curry College gave, and I won both times. That's how I happened to have two medals.
It was Curry College?
Mm-hmm.
Is that here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I see.
It was right above the, you know where Rosenbaum's department store was?
Mm-hmm.
They had the whole floor in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Curry College.
Do you remember what songs you played when you won the medal? Do you remember that?
No songs. It was a piano, solo that I played, and I can't think of the name of it right now. So many years ago.
End of side one.